Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Welcome everyone to our live UFCW Local 655 telephone town hall meeting we have for you this morning. We have lots of information coming your way, so please stay on the line as we dial out two more and more members. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to press zero on the keypad on your phone. You can do that now or at any time during the call to get in line with your question. Your participation is what really drives these calls, so I really want to encourage that. Also this morning, we are collecting email addresses. If you would like to provide us your email address, that way we can keep you up to date on what's going on, press 7 on the keypad on your phone. You can provide us your email address that way. So bear with me as I go through this a couple more times as we dial out to more and more members. If you are just joining our call, welcome to our live UFCW Local 655 telephone town hall meeting we have for you this morning. This morning we'll be discussing the damaging effects of Right to Work for Less and how we are asking you to help. So stay on the line, lots of information coming your way. If you have a question now or after we just start our discussion, please press 0 on the keypad on your phone. Again, that's 0 to get in line with a question. Also this morning, we are collecting email addresses, or you can also update your email address with us, and that way we can make sure that we are keeping you up to date via email. So go through this one last time here before I turn it over to our president, Dave Cook. But want to say welcome. Welcome, everyone, and good morning. You are joining our live UFCW Local 655 telephone town hall meeting. We'll be discussing the damaging effects of Right to Work for Less. Stay on the line so you don't miss a thing. I'll be passing this over to Dave Cook here in just a moment. Last reminder here, if you want to get in line with a question, please press 0 on the keypad on your phone. Do that now or at any time if you come up with a question later. If you don't want to go live with that question, just let your operator know and I can read that over the air for you. Also this morning, we're collecting your email address. Note there, it needs to be your personal email address, not your work-related one, and that way we can keep you up to date with what's going on. You can also update your email address that way with us too. So press 7 for email addresses, press 0 to get in line with that question. And without further ado, I'll turn it over to the man of the hour, Dave Cook, our president. Take it away.
Thank you very much for the introduction. Thank you to all of my partners for joining and taking time out of your schedule to join us today. As you all know, we're here to talk about a very important issue. I'm going to be asking all of you to join me in the coming weeks at one of 14 scheduled meetings to vote on and hopefully approve a 50-cent per member per week assessment for a 12-month period. Before I do that, I do want to quickly read the meeting dates to make sure everybody has those. Starting next Monday, we will have 3 meetings here at Local 655's Union Hall. There will be at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. Tuesday, the 16th, next Tuesday, will be at Poplar Bluff at the Holiday Inn at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Next Wednesday, the 17th, will be at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at Rolla Parks and Recreation in Rolla, Missouri. Next Thursday, we will be in St. Genevieve at the Country Mark at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. The following Monday, the 22nd, will be in Columbia, Missouri at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Executive. And the final meeting will be back here at the Union Hall on Tuesday, February 23rd. Those meetings will be at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. If anybody has any questions on those, please call your union rep. Check our website. We have those posted. This is something that we want all of our members and partners to participate in. Also, I just want to outline the voting process and procedure. Means we're having multiple votes. At each one of these locations, we will have the same member, at least one member, at the morning and the evening, if there's 3 meetings, all 3 meetings, to verify that the votes and the tallies have been sealed and are secured, and at the final meeting of the day, that member will be there to assure that nothing has been done with those ballots and they will be totaled for that day. At the final meeting here at the Union Hall, we will tally the meetings from that day and add in the votes from the other ones. We will have one master membership list to ensure that each member is only allowed to vote one time, no matter how many meetings they attend. So as you all know, and I've not tried to hide this at all, I've tried to be very upfront, We are in need of your assistance to help us fight right to work. I understand that everybody works extremely hard for their money. I understand that this is a big ask, and this is something this local union has never done before. But I also know this is the most important vote and the most important fight we've had in Missouri in 40 years since 1978. I've been the president for 7 years, and I've worked down here for almost 31 years now. I've had the displeasure of working in states that are currently right to work. I can tell you, where right to work negatively affects all workers, it impacts workers like you, the members I represent, as much or more than in any industry. It affects retail workers, service sector workers, more so than building trades. This is a fact, and it's a stat, and I know stats are a little bit misleading sometimes, but I can tell you in right-to-work states, the median household income is more than $8,000 per year less. So where I understand the pain of asking you to donate $26, I also understand the long-term effect that this will have not only on you, but on all Missourians across the state. So one thing I want to mention that you should all hold your head high about, we would not be where we're at today in this fight to stop right to work if it were not for you and your coworkers and the effort that you have made at this point to make sure that right to work got referred to the ballot. There is no local union or international union that has done more to ensure the voters of Missouri have a right to decide this, and it wasn't decided by the legislature, than your own UFCW Local 655. I'm on the executive committee for We Are Missouri, which is leading the fight against right to work. I can tell you UFCW has made a big commitment to make sure this wins, but we cannot do this by ourselves. And the reason I'm optimistic about the results of the vote later this year is because of the efforts of all of labor. Like I said, I've been in the movement now for over 30 years in leadership capacity. I have never seen labor work together like they have on this fight, whether it be the building trades, whether it be the service sector like us, or the public sector, school teachers, firefighters, police officers. Everybody has banded together, whether this affects them directly or not, to help stop this egregious law from becoming, this bill from becoming law. I know that although this is a difficult ask, that the majority of my members are going to do the right thing. Many of you may have seen my video that I put out. I sent a letter to every member's house, and to date, I've had simply one negative response. And even that was not a negative. It was just a person that said they were opposed to this. I don't have a whole lot more to talk about other than I'd like to open it up for questions. We have a couple of questions out there. This call will not take a long time. It depends on you, the members, my partners out there, as to how long this call takes. I'll answer as many questions as you have, and I'll close with a couple of other comments. So with that, if I could talk to whoever's at control panel and tee me up a call, a question.
Absolutely. We've got Robert up live first. Quick remember to a reminder to our listening audience, press zero like Robert did to get in line with your question. Robert, go ahead.
Hi. I just want to know, would this affect our contract if we join this?
So long term, Robert, and thank you for the call, long term it will have a negative effect on all contracts. Will this have an effect on a contract you're working under today? Absolutely not. That is a signed contract that is to be upheld by the employer and us. And quite honestly, the right to work law would not have any effect on membership status on current contracts. I will tell you this is something, and I'm not going to mislead anybody, this is something that quite honestly, if it passes, it will have a slightly negative effect, in my opinion, on the next contract, because it will weaken us, it will weaken you. But what really happens is when you look 3 years, 5 years, 8 years down the road, jobs like ours starts to diminish in value, and that's when you start having the real negative effects. So no today, but yes long term. Thank you very much for the call, Robert.
Thanks so much, Robert. Also want to remind everyone, press 7 to provide us your email address, or if you'd like to update your email address with us, that way we can keep you up to date via email. We're going to keep going to questions. Kyle, you are live. Go ahead, sir.
My name is Kyle Hotchkiss. Hi, Kyle.
What is your question, Kyle?
What is the right to work?
Right to work is a law that makes it illegal for a company like whoever you work for and you and this local union to agree to certain terms in the contract. It says that we cannot have people all in the union, that some people could be in, some people could be out, even if all the members, all the employers, and the union want to have that provision in the contract. It is illegal for them to enter into that. So that's one of the reasons we're so opposed to this. A, it weakens the working class in Missouri, but B, what it really does is it interferes with our ability to bargain what we want to bargain in a contract. Thank you very much for that question.
Absolutely. We're going to keep moving along. Linda, you are up live next. Linda, take it away.
Hi, Linda. Are you there?
Yes.
Linda,
I want to
you're
know
live.
What,
go ahead.
Okay. I want to know what something I heard, a rumor at work, about an extra dollar taken out of our paycheck. At the grocery store I worked in St. Genevieve, and I wanted to know if there was any truth to that, because another person was working there, said if I looked at my check stub, but I guess I don't take enough time to look at my check stub, and I wasn't aware that that was being taken out.
So I think what you're probably speaking about, Linda, is ABC. It's an active ballot club. That is our long-term political fund, which is 100% voluntary. We don't deduct that from anybody that doesn't sign off on it. And if you do sign off on it and at some point you choose not to, if you write a letter, we'll stop that deduction. We use that for our general political fights, as I might say. Right to work is not a typical political fight. This is the fight of the century. This is the biggest fight in our country for labor in 2018, where there are a lot of governors up for election, and we've watched the news about all the Senate races and the congressional races, and that's your typical political battle that we use ABC money for, to make sure we're electing friends of workers. We cannot fund the fight for right to work for this. So I'm pretty sure when you're talking about a dollar, because we have quite honestly, I have partners out there, members out there that have signed up and said, no, I believe in the fight that we have. I want to give $2 or $3 or $4, and that happens on a regular basis. We have some that say, you know what, I don't believe in engaging in politics, and I don't want to, and they don't sign off on it. So that's what I'm guessing you probably are talking about, Linda. If you have a question on that, you could call your rep or even the membership department here at the Union Hall to see if you have signed up for that. If you have and it's something that you choose not to, I'd ask you to reconsider. But at any time, you can stop that. This 50-cent assessment is different. This would be voted on by the entire membership. It would be passed on to all members for a flat 52 weeks. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. This came up in a couple of conversations earlier. There is no way for this local union to continue this 50 cents past the 52 weeks without going to the membership and having you vote again. I have zero intention to do that. This is a one-time, one-year, 52-week assessment, and then it would drop back to where the current dues is. I don't know if we have any other questions out there, but I'm being told we do have another one at this time. So I hope that answers your question, Linda.
Thanks so much. Quick reminder, press 0 to get in line with a question if you have one. Last call to press 7 if you want to provide us that email address. So we have John up live next. John, go ahead.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing today?
Good, John. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, my question is, have you guys explored the option of possibly doing a one-time contribution for this so that there may be some people out there that just don't want to see that coming out of their check every week because we have so much stuff coming out anyway.
I actually like the thought, John, but here, I don't know how I could possibly do that legally. Anything I do, let me say this, has to be voted on by the membership. My concern is if I said, I guess the one thing I could do, and let me think about that and try to twist that around in my mind, would be if somebody, if you, for example, said, listen, I don't have any problem writing a check for $26. I really don't want the 50 cents to come out for 52 weeks. I'll write you a check tomorrow for $26. I guess I could talk to my membership department and see if I could go in and defer that in that direction. I never thought about that because I always thought the 50 cents per week would be an easier, more painless situation than, hey, could you want? Can you send me a check one time for $26? So let me look at that, John. That's an interesting thought. I'll be honest with you, I hadn't thought about that. So I will. I'll twist that around. I'll also talk to legal to make sure I can do that legally. I will have an answer for you and the entire membership by the time we have our first meeting next Monday. I'll commit to that for you, and I thank you very much. I don't think we have any other questions. I would, before we turn this off, I'll remind everybody, if anybody there has a question, please press zero. Anything you have to say, any questions, any concerns, I will tell you, I thank everybody for their time. I thank everybody for the positive response. My staff has been in the stores, and they've been talking about this, and everybody has been getting more and more a positive feedback. I'd also ask you to please tell your coworkers that you're going to see through the course of the day. It's not too late to go home and register to make sure to get called today. Otherwise, tell them to watch their phone at 7 o'clock this evening because we will be calling back out. I think that may be all we have at this time. So with that, I thank everybody. I hope you can all make it to a meeting. I urge you to show up, irregardless of what your thoughts are, but I am asking you to show up and vote yes. We do have one more question just came in, I think.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Yes, we do. Melanie, go ahead, Melanie. You are live.
I would like to know what the reason is for the increase.
It is 100% to fund the fight against Right to Work for Less in Missouri. Every dime raised will go to help fund that. I started the call by saying I sit on that executive committee along with the president of the Carpenters, IBW Machinist, and the AFL-CIO. I can tell you that if this passes for Local 655, this would generate about $200,000, which is a lot of money, and I don't take that lightly. I can tell you that the projected cost of this fight is anywhere from $18 to $22 million for our side. There's one gentleman from Joplin, Missouri, that wants Right to Work to pass so he can drive down wages for middle-class workers that is committed to writing a check almost worth that himself. Governor Greitens has committed to raise $20 million to pass Right to Work because they know it will have a negative effect. So every dime raised will go 100% deferred to help fight Right to Work in Missouri, which will be voted on either in August or November of this year. And thank you very much for your call. I think we have a couple more questions coming in now. Maybe.
We do. They are just coming in right now. Just put them through, guys, please, just with their name so that we can get them live over the air. Do you have anything that you can briefly maybe go over those dates that you discussed at the beginning of the call?
Yeah, so as the questions are being loaded in, let me remind everybody, the meetings start next week on Monday the 15th here at the Union Hall. We'll have three meetings on that day, 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. Tuesday, next Tuesday the 16th, we'll be in Poplar Bluff at the Holiday Inn at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday, next Wednesday the 17th, we'll be in Rolla, Missouri at the Rolla Parks and Recreation Center at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. Next Thursday the 18th, we will be in St. Genevieve, Missouri at the Country Mark at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. The following Monday, the 22nd, we'll have our final outstate meeting, and that will be in Columbia, Missouri at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. And Tuesday the 23rd, we will have three meetings here at the Union Hall at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. At the conclusion of the final meeting for each day, the ballots for that meeting will be tallied. At the conclusion of the meeting on the 23rd, at the 7 p.m. meeting, the ballots from that day would be tallied, and then we would tally in the vote counts from the previous meetings to announce the outcome. With that, I'm not sure if we have some more questions loaded in, so I'm being told we do.
Yep, absolutely. We've got Lee or Leah up first. Go ahead.
Hi, Leah. How are you?
Fine. I was wondering, we're having the 50 cents a week taken out, but how would we be able to take out more if we wish to do that?
So, to directly contribute to Right to Work, we will have a link on our website to take you to We Are Missouri, We Are Mo, and they have a campaign going right now. It's a request for an $8, and then I think that's going to, but there's not a limit on that. But they're asking all workers, because we filed petitions in 8 of the 8 congressional districts, so the request was give $1 for each one. So it is wearemo.org. You can sign on to there. There's a link there that you can do the online debit, or you can also mail them a check for $8 or whatever amount. And I thank you very much for that, Leah. And I think we have two more.
Yep, absolutely. We'll keep going on. We've got Luke up live next. Luke, go ahead.
Hi, Luke.
Hi, I've got a question that I work at the Snooks of the Pear, and many people that I've worked with have had this question, and it's what makes this different from the ABC fund, and what specific reason can't it be done through the ABC fund?
So the ABC fund is basically what I kind of outlined this before, but we use that at we project a budget for the next 3 years, 4 years, 5 years on what our political contributions would be for issues and more generally with ABC candidates that support workers. We draft that budget off of ABC contributions. That is 100% voluntary by each member, and I appreciate every member that participates in that. But I have to tell you, for this fight, I thought it was important enough to come to the members and tell them I think we need to vote and have the majority decide if everybody should contribute $26 next year to this fight. I can tell you, in my 40-plus years as being a member, my 30-plus years being down here, we have never even considered doing this before. I don't do this lightly, but I truly know in my heart that I have to have my members engaged in this, and we have to raise the funds necessary. And this is different than going out to everybody and saying, would you consider giving $1 for the next year? We're not going to raise the revenue we need. I know that if workers in Missouri and people that we are affiliated with can't generate in that $18 million range, we're going to lose this fight. And if we lose this fight, it's not Dave Cook that loses. It's you. It's everybody on this phone. It's everybody that you work with. It's everybody that's middle-class Missouri, because long-term, the wages will go down. And I thank you for that. I hope that answers your question. I think we have one more, and we'll get ready to wrap this up. Unless you have another, press zero.
All right. Debbie's up now for you live. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Good morning, Dave. Good morning. Dave, my question is, will there be some representatives coming in to the shops, you know, to explain a little bit more about the Right to Work, you know, the issue and how, you know, how important it is, and, you know, to explain a little bit more? Some of them are so young and they just really don't understand how important it is even for their futures as they go into union jobs, whether it be nursing or teaching, et cetera. So my question is, will there be a presence,
Debbie? Yes. That is a great question. I probably should even put that in my comments. And if you get on the call this evening, you'll hear me talk about that, because I won't make that mistake again. Yes. I can tell you I've been in contact with her international. As a lot of you on this call know, from time to time on important issues, we pull members out on what we call lost time. We will have members out on lost time working to make sure we don't go Right to Work in Missouri. And part of that is going to be educating and communicating with our own members. That I look to probably start a communication format on the issue of right to work and educating everybody about it probably sometime in March, maybe in February. The committee that I serve on this battle for the entire state is right now testing what messages work best, what we should be talking to the general public about, what we should be talking to our members about. This isn't like the old days when we used to get in a political fight. You just went out and talked to people. Everything they do nowadays is so scientific, and it's tested and researched, and it makes people like me crazy because I like to just go out and talk to people right away. But I'm being told by my counterparts that are equals in this fight to sit tight, Dave, before you go out and start talking to your members. Let us make sure we know what the message is we should be saying. But, yes, I will tell you right now, Debbie, we would be in the stores. We'll be communicating being worksite flyers, phone calls like this in the future on the topic of right to work itself, not on the assessment, but on right to work. Thank you for that. That's a great point. I think we've got one or two more keep coming in. So as long as you have questions, I'm here to answer them for you. Thank you.
Excellent. A quick reminder, press zero if you have a question. We've got John up. John, go ahead. You are live.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year to you. Thanks for joining us.
All right, I got two quick questions. The first question is, I know the first guy said that you're going to check into about writing one check, but I don't have a check. I was going to do the check about money order. And my second question is, I was wondering, could we get T-shirts made for the ones who want to wear them, if we could, at our job and say 655, fight the right to work, so we can advertise it more, push it out more, so we can get more people who's on board, who's not union, who may want to join and fight with us.
And I love your thought process there. On the money order, yes, there would be, if indeed we find a way to do a one-time versus a 52-week deduction, a money order would be just as good as a check, not a problem. If you were wanting to do something besides that, like to the We Are Mo, I think there's a money order selection there. Regarding the T-shirts, there's going to be T-shirts out there, depending on where you work. We have to be careful with what we ask you to do because we don't want to jeopardize you. So if you're working in one of our stores, if you work in one of our shops, there's a little bit more latitude there, one of the non-retail shops. If you're working in a retail facility, the employers take a little bit of a position that we shouldn't be engaged in politics. Having said that, I would be willing to bet that your president, that's me, is going to push the envelope as far as he can push it legally. It would not surprise me if we can find a legal way to finagle through the laws, and I think we can, to have some type of union-proud union button in the future that has some reference to right to work. Now, I need to check that legally because I don't want to do anything that would get any of you on the call in trouble. But I think that's a great thought, and that's something I was already thinking of. I think that was John. Thank you very much. We have one more, and we'll wrap up.
All right. We've got Denise up next. Denise, go ahead.
Hi, Dave. I'm Denise, and I work at the Snooks in Frontenac. And I'm just calling to make a suggestion. This is pretty huge. Huger than I've ever thought things would get in my lifetime. And my suggestion is, it's our responsibility, and I think everyone...
Denise? Yes. Denise, did your phone go out, or did you push mute? We can't hear you. Okay, she comes back her... Yeah.
We're going to give Denise just half a second, and we've got one more being loaded. I don't know if that's Denise again or not. Denise, if you could call back in real quick if you're still listening, although if you're disconnected, then you probably can't hear me saying that. So
we have our staffer says her suggestion was just to bring a friend with you to meetings. Do you want to comment on that?
So say that again. I'm sorry.
Yep, her suggestion was to bring a friend with you to the meetings to help grow the group.
I would say this. Friends are welcome at this meeting, but we will be checking for membership IDs. and we will only be giving attendance cards to members because this is an issue that members will be voting on. I will say as we move forward, though, when we're having core members, core meetings on the issue of right to work, I would welcome that to the general public. So we will have those throughout the state also, and we will. I would welcome you to bring a friend, especially to those, so we can talk about the issues of right to work and the effect it has on both labor and non-labor, just middle-class workers. With that, we have one more call, or we might have two, but I know we have one more. So,
yep, we've got Jackie up live next. Jackie, go ahead.
Yes, yes, sir.
Jackie.
I have a hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Brother. Hi. I have a brother that lives in Southeast Missouri, and he said he'd like to know if there's anything that he could do down there to get it out about the right to work.
Yeah, I can tell you what, if you could call the union hall when we're done here, ask for my office. I'm actually working with the president of the, where is he at now, Southeast or Southwest? Southeast?
Southeast,
I've got a very good relationship with the president of the AFL-CLC down there. It's a small group, but the leader down there is just a dynamic leader, Mark Baker. I will get your brother in contact with Mark Baker down there. If you can give me a buzz at the hall after this, I'll get the contact information for you, okay?
And your name is Dave?
My name's Dave. Just ask for the president's office. I'll tell my secretary to expect it. Just call the 636-394-6500 and give me, 15 minutes after the call or any time, and I'll get you Mr. Baker's phone number, and you can pass it on to your brother. That's great. We need the entire state to know about this. And I think
all right. I
think that's it on the calls and on the questions, I should say. In closing, I just want to remind everybody, please go back and tell your coworkers about the call this evening. Remind them, urge them to get on. I please would also ask you to make every effort to make one of those meetings. You can tell by the number of meetings we're having. This is something that I want all the members to have a voice in. I don't want this to be a vote of 150 members that vote in favor of this. I would love to have thousands of members show up at these different meetings and cast their vote so that it's clear. It sends the other side a message that labor is engaged and Local 655 is engaged. With that, I want to thank everybody for taking time. You're welcome to join the call again this evening. I will say this. My understanding is you will not be auto-dialed out. So if you wanted to listen to the call again this evening, I think you have to manually dial in because once your number is contacted by this, I don't think they auto-dial out. So maybe the people on the other end could confirm that or not. But with that, that's all I have. Thank you all so much for everything you do for this local union.